Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Zosha. Happy Q Day. Zosha.
Well, hello to you. Happy 17th.
Thank you.
A favorite number, favorite letter.
That's right. That's right. And if anyone doesn't know, it's what's the 17th letter of the alphabet?
Q, Q, Q. Just in case there's a new listener.
Yeah. How are you, sis? How's your week been?
Really nice. Very, very peaceful. Very lovely. A lot coming in. Feeling a lot, and it's just been beautiful. How about you?
You know, it's been great. I watched. I'm starting to watch a little bit of 2001 Space Odyssey movie. So that's been interesting. Feeling into that. I'm like, this is bizarro, but
Stay with it. Not a lot of words.
That's right.
That's funny. I did watch it over 2 days.
Yeah.
That's funny. Good. Well, I look forward to your report.
Yeah. We'll have to do a post-movie review.
Exactly. I felt you were going to say Star Trek, which I thought was funny too, because I don't know if you heard, but Elon Musk gave a speech with Pete Hegseth introducing him, Department of War. And he mentioned that, which I thought is funny because we've been talking about the show a lot. But he stated in his words, we know who the light column is, that we will have a Star Trek future.
Yes. Do you know, I was grinning ear to ear and just laughing when I saw that. I was like, and he came out with the Vulcan.
Yeah, that's right.
And Zosha, he said, let's make, I'm paraphrasing here, but let's make science fiction science real.
Yes.
I was like, you go kicking ass, space. You Trump. I just got so excited.
So great. Because now that, I mean, we've known, but they're telling everyone now. So, woohoo.
Yay.
All the seeds being planted and the awakening happening around us. It's wonderful.
I feel like I saw a car the other day in a license plate or a bumper sticker that said, I escaped. And then it has the Space Force. I thought it was so funny.
It's great. It's great. Yeah. I love it.
Well, today we're going to jump right into the second part of the EB alien interview, Zosha. So I am going to hand the baton over to you, sis. So you drive.
Thank you, sis. Or fly.
Thank you, fly.
Thank you. Again, to everyone, the resource links will be on our show page. Oh, let me just state, we talked about this. To find our show, if you're streaming in, go to bbsradio.com/unstoppable love. And that'll bring you right to our show page, which has all the links to Q's shows that we constantly talk about and the archives to our shows. That's where you can listen to anything. Okay, so the last show we ended by listening to Q, and it was on the, just say it real quick, the 222. Actually, I forget the date now. it's on the bottom of the page. Yeah. What's the year?
222-25.
Thank you. Thank you. That's right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. All right. So where we left off, I'm going to just continue along for those who are following. So the interrogator says, what about morality? What do you base your morality on? EB, compassion and evidence. Interrogator, okay, that's it. Thank you. EB, you're welcome. Now Q comments. They went on to torture me for the next couple weeks. With that interview, they were required to put that out, and they did a half-assed job, as you see, just to cover their bases. We did something. We are not going to be exposed because there was Russia, could have easily taken out Area 51. Area 51 is a legacy base for camaraderie, communion throughout the universe, and the technology that is there is incredible, and it has been hidden from you. Hence our comment. Mm-hmm. But certainly, underground, there's very vast, very, very vast, and I skipped a word. There will be a day when we get to see it, and part of my mission here is to do the disclosure for many of those events. And Q continues on. The interrogator started this on another day, but this was years. These videos went on for years, and so you were only seeing 1% of it, and it garbled. Because I did work with your scientists. I did work with many incredible people there, and I was viewed as an oracle in many cases, and that is why they suppressed this information. So the interrogator goes, "Are you scared of me? Because you should be. You say you're from the future and an evolutionary descendant from humans. You also say you are a different species. So which one is it? Are you a descendant of humans or not?" EB states, "We are evolutionary descendants of sapiens, but we can no longer breed with your kind. Therefore, we are a new species." And Q comments, "The reason that is because of the nuclear fallout and the biological warfare that is on you, vaccinations. Everyone is inoculated when you are born here. Now, I'm being a little flip, but every single disease you have here has been engineered. You are not used to getting sick. You are not used to getting polio. You have never done this before. These are all engineered diseases, primarily because there was a bacteria bomb that was put on the planet." Interrogator, "Then how do you speak English? Answer me. If you don't answer, I'll administer another round of scopolamine. Do you understand? Now, how do you speak English?" Q comments, "And they did anyway. They just kept pumping me full of that crap. That's how they killed me." EB, "Learning your language is essential to understand your species." And Q says, "That is true." Interrogator, "So you just picked up English just like that because you are so smart?" EB, "Relatively, yes." And Q comments, "On the ships, we plan for how we are going to communicate with people. The English language is cavemanish and very easy to pick up. The consonants foil me every day. To have a consonant in a word makes me sick because I know that is black magic. I know that's at least the indoctrination of a potential program and control point when you say something to someone with a consonant." Hopefully that makes sense. Interrogator, "You said you know the origin of the universe, but you did not provide an explanation. So I ask you again, how was the universe first created?" EB, "You're not capable of comprehending or accepting the truths of existence." And then Q says, "I think that speaks for itself." Interrogator, "Answer the question." "The universe was not created." And Q says, "That was my answer." Interrogator, "Really? But you can't create something out of nothing." EB states, "That is correct." Interrogator, "So there it is. Only a creator can make something from nothing." And Q comments, "I encourage you to watch these videos. Thank you for listening to me, everyone." And EB states, "That is correct." So the interrogator, "Wait, you just contradicted yourself." And now we're going to play clip 4 from the Homesteading Show. If you're ready, BBS, and you'll hear Q speak for himself. Did anything stand out to you, Lauren, that you wanted to chat?
It's interesting when Q was talking about when the interrogator was asking him about how can you understand the English language and get it so quick. I remember watching the movie The Fifth Element with Bruce Willis, and that just, if you've seen the movie, the character Lilu, I mean, they sent Lilu, you know, to basically how do I put it, Zosia? How would you put it?
Wasn't she a warrior that was captured?
She was basically she was the key to saving the planet from destruction. And so, anyways, a part of the movie, she's basically downloading, you know, the alphabet, you know, and it gives examples for each letter, and how quick she does it. She wanted to learn how to do some, you know, martial arts. Bam, it's downloaded. Similar to in the movie series, The Matrix.
Super helpful with the visual. Yes, super helpful when you said Matrix too.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome.
Like it's a program.
Exactly. That's exactly what that's. I get visuals. I get pictures, and that's exactly what came to me. You know, and how quick, you know, we're able to do it. What about you?
Yeah, just a language again that when Q stated in the last show we discussed through EB, dogma and everything is dogma, and how he stated so many times how limiting this English language is. Just compare studying a word versus a feeling. Some languages have characters that express a phrase, not just a word. And feel into how we feel when you feel someone, feel their emotion, you get so much more information.
Oh, that's so good, Zosia. That's so good. And the, some languages, it's just like a harsh, there's a harshness to it when I'm listening to it and not judging, just observing how my body responds. And it's just like a pinch. I'm like, oh, that. So what you're saying, the feeling, it's very interesting.
And to that too, don't you remember Asha speaking about Russia? Q and Asha were having a conversation, and I feel they were discussing that. And of course, the Russians welcomed the light when they came in, but even when they speak, there's more of a feeling to their conversation. And now we're going to play clip four from the homesteading show. If you're ready, BBS, and you'll hear Q speak for himself.
And I respond, nothing by definition does not exist. Since nothing cannot exist, what is left is existence. Doing my best to help everyone. We're just creating the next existence. Existence is infinite. It has no end, no beginning, and therefore no creator. And the interrogator states, why would you be immune to the universe's creative force? We're all in an unbelievably spontaneous event here. The interrogator, I don't believe that for a second. We're more than just random. As I said, you're not capable of accepting the truths of existence. That is my statement today, as Q and as Edie. You're not capable of accepting the truths of existence because they are random and unlimited. Interrogator, if we are just random, there's no meaning to the universe. And I stated that is correct. The interrogator, so if there's no meaning in the universe, then what's the point of living? And I responded, there is meaning. Interrogator, you just contradicted yourself again. And then they tortured me. I responded, meaning lives in the mind. So again, if you're gonna fool yourself into believing your identity, you're still stuck in the mind. Interrogator, no, you cannot live a full life. You can live a life at all if you think the meaning is somehow made up. And my response was, your species conjures meaning, but operates under false belief that meaning is a mystical plan. It is not. And that's my great goal for you to destroy your woo-woo clubs, meditating at 11, 11, 11. Why are you falling for these tricks? You're being abducted. If you're going to leave your body, what's going to happen to you when you leave your body? I ask you, if you're going to continue leaving your body, how can you be present in your body? I love that you can relax. I love that you can meditate. But what happens? How do you control leaving your body and sustain your spirit as a human being, a sapient, etc.? My love to you. Interrogator, so what is meaning? My response, meaning is what you make it. Again, you're a processing plant. You decide what. Source God is again touching its forehead, saying, who's touching me? Certainly, I'm tired of hearing myself too.
We're not. We want to keep hearing you. Cute. There's so much in that clip. I made so many notes on the each little section. Lauren, I'll just start with the first one just to go back and review where Q said he's doing his best to help everyone. We are just creating the next existence. Existence is infinite. It has no end, no beginning, and therefore no creator. Anything stand out to you for that?
Yes, linear time, the programming of linear time, and you're born, you die, and that's it. And you get one shot, right? You get one shot at this.
And that's great. And also, what stood out is just it, we're just here to experience. Remember, Q said that what's the purpose of being here? To experience. And really, when you put that in perspective, just here to experience. Do I prefer what I'm doing right now or not? No, I'll go do this. It's right. Said many times how simple it really is.
Yeah, exactly.
Not easy, but simple.
It's interesting how you know, oh, you know, the karma, and oh, you're here to do this and here to do that, and you know, that's all misdirection, as I remember Q talking about.
Yeah, yes. We are all in an unbelievably spontaneous event here. So it's kind of what you're pointing to. Karma will tell you it's planned. Someone could read your chart and plan, tell you what's going to happen in your future. I've had that done many times. And the reason why I saw the kink in that cord was because as I witnessed myself living from my heart, the person could no longer predict my future. It was always wrong.
That's right. That's right. And just to tap onto that, Zosia, when you're in the place of neutrality, peace, you're not in time, zero point energy, whatever we want to call it. You can create whatever you want. You're not bound to some quote contract.
Exactly.
Unless you believe you are, or unless you want to be.
Exactly. Exactly. Hence back to language too and the spelling that it creates. There's so much here. This could just be, well, there's just so much here. And I even when he said to the interrogator, you're not capable of accepting the truth of existence because they are random and unlimited. The unlimited part adds to what we're discussing as well. It's unlimited. What
That's
we can
right.
do is unlimited. We just get out of the mind and in our heart. That's where it's generated from.
That's right. That limitation lives in the mind. And just to tap on really quick, something that came to me. I always wonder, why do people want to know what your birthday is for this stupid natal chart crap? You can clear that off on the Creation Lightship, by the way. But yeah, it's to put you on a timeline. So back to sorry, I just wanted to add that in there, Zosia.
Yeah, I stopped sharing my birthday a while ago, realizing what it came with. And it just felt weird to me too. And look at all the obligation because I had observed, okay, it's this holiday, then it's this holiday, then it's this and a birthday and a holiday and a birthday and a holiday. It's like,
Ugh.
oh my gosh, all year you're just stuck on this wheel.
Yeah.
So it's there's that aspect to it. You said something about what came to me, Q also mentioned we're the masters of limitation. Well, I feel we all are practicing being the masters of being the amazing creators we are, or we are, we're remembering it. Yeah, I love this that he said. So, again, if you are going to fool yourself into believing your identity, you are still stuck in the mind. What do you feel about that?
I'm still working on the identity. It's absolutely correct. Absolutely 100% correct what he said. Of course, I'm still working on separating my spirit from my identity.
Yeah. It came to me when we had our interview with Q and Mermaid, and remember he was asking us questions. And I remember saying, as a kid, I remember having one foot out of here and one foot here. Oh, so now if I reworded it, I'd say one foot in my spirit. I'm aware of my spirit and I'm aware of being here.
Ooh, that's good.
Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Ah, okay. Fascinating. That's the beauty of slowing down and observing your spirit and knowing it. So cool.
Ooh, that's really good. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you. You know I love a suck up.
That was so funny. I do too.
You did a beautiful job. Oh, and this is kind of what we're talking about too. Your species conjures meaning but operates under false belief that meaning is a mystical plan. It is not. And Q states that is why my great goal for you to destroy your woo-woo clubs, meditating at 11:11 for the same reason with kind of karma. It's not some mystical plan designed for us. We are doing it. So
That's right.
the cool thing is the switch from a savior perspective or going outside yourself to, oh, I'm accountable for myself. I am the creator. It's a massive switch.
That's right. That's right. It just what you said, Zosia. Anytime I'm going to go listen to the Ashtar command, you know, and so, No, it's outside of myself. I'm not jumping on that timeline. No, I'm not doing it.
Beautiful. I feel that. I feel,
Yeah.
no, really, I feel that. That's a statement, you know, that's a knowing. I felt that. I give you feedback. I felt that come through.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Q says, as a previous meditator, I ask you, not on dates, but I ask you, if you're going to continue leaving your body, how can you be present in your body? So the beautiful word of presence, being present to others, but first we have to be present to ourselves, really.
Oh my gosh, drop the mic. Yes, Zosha. Can I just tell you that it is, I'm working on this of being present with myself and what it feels like. And I get blips of it. And it's amazing. It's so peaceful. It is just, we could do a whole show on it, but I feel like I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I got chills when you said do a show on it. That's funny. Yeah, it ties in with that movie, What Dreams May Come Too, with Robin Williams. And when he goes into it, and it's his whole scene. His dog shows up, his painting, the flowers are alive. It's what we make of it. It's what we make. And there's so much we don't even know yet. Or we do know it. It's there for us to tap into. Let me be careful how to say that.
Yeah, that's right. Because presence is so huge. And what came to me when I was listening to Q, you're talking about leaving your body, sustaining your spirit. It's great that you can relax. I love that you can relax. And I'm paraphrasing here. but I remember he did a show when he did a show and he was talking to a caller that called him Beautiful Kelly, and he said, "Be here with great passion." I don't remember the context of the conversation, so I don't want to misquote, but I just remember be here with great passion. And that led me to, oh, your projects, what inspires you? What do you love doing? That's you're anchoring yourself here in this, but at the same time, knowing that we're in other bodies. Help me clean this up, Zosha. I'm sorry. I'm all over the place, but you know what I'm saying.
I remember him saying in a question to me, to the one you just shared, is own your presence. Own your presence. So I know for me, I have this light within me. I just own it through my body and be fully present with myself, with me. Even knowing I'm in other bodies, that's my spirit can take care of that. But me in this body, I own it, what I have.
Beautiful. Thank you.
My pleasure. So should we go on to?
Yeah.
You have a lot to cover. Okay. So the interrogator states, you said we are humans. Excuse me. You said we humans will die as a species. So tell me, when does a nuclear war start? And that repeats. EB states, it is not my place to change history. And Q comments, even today, I work very hard not to create timelines that are not yours. I have erred. Whether it's spelled with an A or an E, I have erred many times, but I did it with great care because they are truths. And then the interrogator administers more tortures to get EB to talk. Interrogator, okay, so now tell me, when does a nuclear war start? EB states, just over one half century from this point in time. They claim the video was filmed in 1947. That is not the actual date, Q states, but I won't tell you the actual date. So you have avoided a nuclear war, and that individual, I'm sure you can figure out who that was. You have many avatars here that wanted to control the outcome of many societies. Interrogator, by whom? Nuclear war will begin in this country, and Q says the USA. Really? US? How? A human male will briefly rule your country and will be responsible for the destruction of most of your species. Interesting. So is he alive now? EB says yes, and Q comments. So who do you suppose that was, everyone? Who do you suppose would say 1,000 rays of light? Who do you think that was? Now that individual is still here. That is why they wheel people out to prove that they are dying, they are dead, they are getting old, because they are going to jump into another body. So if anybody died of COVID, or if anybody got sick from cancer and they're promoting it, got a divorce, The divorce ones are my favorite because one is trying to get away from the dialogue. The other one is in trouble with. So whether it is the Gates or the Obamas, these are very smart beings. They know how to segregate rules and laws. They created them. The rules and laws. I will continue on before I take a break here. Do you want to say who the name is?
Do you?
I feel it's out there. A Thousand Rays of Light was Bush Senior.
Okay.
So back to the interrogator. Well, great. So just tell me his name and we'll kill him. EB, I cannot. The name was removed from our history records. We cannot allow altering history through murder. Interrogator, just tell me what he does. So Q said, so again, the internet is scrubbing all of your history books. Your libraries are slowly being dissolved, not being updated, etc., etc., etc. So we really didn't understand how it would evolve 100 years from now. We understand how we got there, just like you can't understand why you vote Republican or Democrat. You don't even understand your politics. You get two choices? You got to be kidding me. Well, we can vote A and B. Well, I can control both sides anyway. That's part of the dogma you are inheriting. All your politics is rigged. Maybe we have some positive individuals now. And his response as EB, we will weaken your democratic mechanism by appealing to your specific and most primitive instincts, fear, tribalism, political and religious dogma. There will be international condemnation. In response, he will order a preemptive nuclear strike. This will proliferate into global nuclear war. So then we blow up. EB, the initial exchange only ends a few million human lives. It is the resulting radiation that will end most of your kind. My species is the evolutionary result. Q comments, again, I came here to show you what you are turning yourself into. Now notice many people have blown up nuclear bombs in the Cook Islands or otherwise saying they are tests. How many nuclear tests do you need to prove you can blow up a nuclear bomb? You are being duped. This is important. They are never going to be unleashed ever again. You will never have to worry about nuclear bombs again here, but the radiation still exists, I'm sorry to inform you. And Q repeats, the interrogator. So when then we blow up, EB, the initial exchange only ends a few million human lives. It is a resulting radiation that will end most of your kind. My species is the evolutionary result. So how do we stop this? And then Q proceeds on to the next timeline show. So I'll just read a little bit of that timeline show. It was a bit garbled. Then we heard EB's line. There was a little bit that he said, so you can go to the tape and listen to it. I'm starting here, Lauren. We cannot allow altering history through murder. So we heard that. He's repeating a little bit because it got cut out. Mm-hmm. So Q comments. So the reason you can't see the history, even though I have the knowledge and go forward and backward, we are scrubbing our history every day. We keep publishing things on your internet. So your internet is slowly and surely not keeping up with how much you are creating. Try to get an email from 5 years ago. I guarantee you can't do it. You would have to have some kind of backup system. Imagine how many emails have been sent over the years that you can't retrieve anymore. Personally, I've had 3 email accounts canceled. Asha has 2. Everyone has lost their email accounts. Is part of destroying your history books. Just want to make sure you are aware of that. My love to you. And Q is going to review. We'll play the audio now. BBS, if you've got, how do I reference it? It's clip 5 on my notes, which is the timeline show at 3 minutes and 42 seconds, if you're there. All right. We're waiting for them. And you can, am I right? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right, right? Yes.
Perfect. And this is a little bit longer one. So,
interrogator, interesting. So is he alive now? And I said, yes. Well, great. So just tell me his name and I will kill him. And I responded, I cannot. The name was removed from our history records. We cannot allow altering history through murder. That would be against a morality of sorts. So I, even to this day, the only way I am offensive is when I defend myself. Have I injured people here? I have, defending myself. And others, but we would never intentionally murder someone that we assume is going to do something. Assumptions are some of the dogma you're inheriting. Interrogator, just tell me what he does. And I respond, he will weaken your democratic mechanism by appealing to your specific and most primitive instincts. I realize I'm repeating myself, but we lost the audio in the last hour. Okay, so now once you look at the solution, I'm going to keep the women off the list today. But when you look at Vice President Vance of the United States of America, you look at Kash Patel, FBI Director of the United States of America, you look at Bobby Kennedy, a few of many are all inheriting unbelievable boundaries for all of us. This is the ascension process. Common sense. Ascension is common sense. You just won't, you won't tolerate any BS anymore. And everyone who watches and listens and understands things, let's really surround Ben Fulford with incredible light today. I command Prime Creation to defend Ben Fulford and keep him safe and sound. I command Prime Creation to keep Ben Fulford safe and sound. Brilliant, brilliant resource for all of us. James Corbett, brilliant, brilliant resource for all of us. I'll keep you safe. I know the bioweapons attacks that are on all of these people. We need you, and you stay with us. Thank you so much. There's so many strong women that I'd like to mention, but I would like to keep them anonymous today for their love and safety. My response. The initial exchange only ends a few million human lives. It is the resulting radiation that will end most of your kind. My species is the evolutionary result. So if you look at men, they're losing their fertility. If you look at women, they're losing their fertility. Menopause is not something you're supposed to go through. Erectile dysfunction is not something you're supposed to go through. You're supposed to be perfect for as long as you want to be. These are all degenerative diseases that are engineered. Diabetes is engineered, et cetera, et cetera. You're starting to see the results, and we will solve the problem. It just takes us another regeneration process. We just need to live a little bit longer, and our next offspring will get stronger and stronger and stronger, but there is a tremendous amount of adversarial impacts to us currently. In the last 100 years, has been the individuals trying to destroy us are now starting to show their results. You're never supposed to get sick. I'm sorry to inform you.
Another great clip. Go ahead, girl. I know you have something to add in here.
Well, I was just, yeah.
Okay. Oh, you want me to go? I'll go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you go first.
Okay. Sorry to catch you off guard. I changed my rhythm. Back to the beginning of the clip. And Q states, I found it really interesting that we couldn't go back. You don't time travel and go back. And would never intentionally murder someone because, and he states, because we assume is going to do something. Assumptions are some of the dogma you are inheriting. And I feel that just points to the great care happening this time for this ascension period, that everything is being watched. So it's done perfectly with the highest nobility, not to go on assumptions. It's like cleaning every single thing out intricately with great care. That's what stood out to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I don't want to interrupt you.
Yeah. No, I was going to, unless you want to add something there, I'll just go jump into the next piece, which I know you have something.
Oh, please.
When he mentions the current leaders that we have now, which is wonderful because again, it's synchronistic to now, Vice President Vance, Kash Patel, Bobby Kennedy, as we discussed on the last show, we're seeing those things come to fruition, changing the food, removing vaccines, or eliminating many of them and addressing them and food dyes and things like that. You can see this place getting cleaned up. That's just a tiny little flavor of it. Go ahead.
I couldn't agree with you 100%. You know, what stood out to me, I remember Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, delivering a keynote address at Special Operations Forces Week 2025. And I have a portion of his speech that's transcribed. It's not long, but I thought this was an example of unbelievable boundaries, common sense. Ascension is common sense. So Pete says, "My job's easy compared to what you do. We're doing the work on behalf of the American people and the American warfighter." But then the president, after he said that, went on to say, "I need you and I want you to restore the warrior ethos in our military, full stop. And that's been my first priority since day one, is restoring the warrior ethos. It's one of the most fundamental of those three objectives. Again, humans more important than hardware. Everything starts and ends with warriors, from training to the battlefield. We are leaving wokeness and weakness behind. No more pronouns, no more climate change obsession, no more emergency vaccine mandates, no more dudes in dresses. We're done with that shit." Go, Pete. I just love that.
Why? Because it's emphatic. It's a boundary. Right? And it's I love it too. Thank you for sharing. That was a perfect segue. Perfect.
You're welcome.
And again, back to what you repeated, ascension is common sense. What does that mean? Those statements are common sense. It's the military protect there for self-defense of this country and others all around. But it comes back to even the first point where Q states comments that we're not going to do something. We're not going to murder someone because we assume something. Well, that's kind of what the dark did. You know, there's a clarity here. And it also reminded me of self-defense. Unless you're attacked, then can you, like Q said, he had hurt others on his behalf or others, but it's always in, so I don't feel he said that when attacked, you can respond. And to me, what you just read was essentially restating that, like you said, beautifully, holding boundaries for us, holding boundaries for the military. And there is a lot of, I observe in the people I know in the military, and a lot of morale lifting by those changes, because that's the point why a lot of people join the military. They want to serve. They want to help. So, and you could see with the dark, that makes them screech.
Yeah, and just to tack on to that, Zosha, the demasculinization that they were trying, that agenda, you know, with confusing, you know, where are the men? Like, you know, the divine male, and that whole agenda of trying to destroy that and then making it normal, you know, a program. And I can so see clearly what was going on there. And then they direct attack into our military. We have the strongest military in the world. So much honor and gratitude, and I just don't have any words for it. But yeah, I felt that was just an example of, you know, no more BS. And then, you know, Kash Patel, what he's doing, the dragon Kash Patel, with the FBI and our judicial system, Bobby Kennedy ripping apart the agendas and everything that was with all the health stuff. And oh my gosh, it's like known these things for years, but then to see it come out and actually, you know, it's just so exciting.
Agreed. Well said. So exciting. And the funny part is, in all of these things, they're serious topics, but the humor that is used in some of these presentations, it's so funny. It's just so funny. With the Greenland thing that came out, and the dogs, but dogs let him, like, please, someone mention the two dogs.
Yeah.
And then right. Four of the people went above and beyond and did it beautiful.
My personal favorite was the Navy SEAL, of course.
So funny. So the humor of doing this work, and again, who represented this as well. Cute, right? His jovial nature.
Yeah.
Can do things. It's amazing. Just pointing out different places where we see it happening. That's so funny. That's a whole other show too.
Sorry, I'm going back to one of the things you said. Sorry, go ahead, Sasha.
No, I want to hear.
Oh God! One time, somebody called in about, well, what do we do with the kids if we want to go do this? And he was like, well, why don't you? I'm not. Do you remember what he said?
Yeah, I do. I'm not saying it.
I'm not saying it, but you have to understand the humor.
And you have to understand, or you have to know who's saying it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? From the point of place that he's coming from. That's the beauty of when, that's why humor is not always easy for people. Because you have to get to a state of being to feel it. It's funny. Oh, it's funny. All right. So back to EB. So all of these diseases, this is the great news coming. Remember, this place can be cleaned up pretty quick. Q said, and the healing technologies that are being talked about more and more. I believe even Q Trump is mentioning healing technologies in some of the rhetoric. So the great part now, and this is what I tell my kids, and they held solace in that. Actually, they told me that. My daughter said, thank you for dragging me through this, she said. And she said, the part that helps me is knowing that it's been addressed. She said, you told me like it's been addressed and being addressed. I said, yeah, it's just populating the body now. It's still not easy though to take it in. But Q states, you are never supposed to get sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
so, and here he said, it just takes us another region. Oh, because I asked a question about this. You're starting to see the results and we'll solve the problem. It just takes us another regeneration process. We just need to live a little bit longer and our next offspring will get stronger and stronger and stronger. But there is a tremendous amount of adversarial impacts on us currently. Okay, so that was last year. We're in a different place now. No time. But it sounds interesting to me that the body does serve a purpose. Even though we can regenerate it, it still serves a purpose. Do you get that? Did you get that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
I'm not sure if I can explain it clearly, but there's something to it.
Well, then because I remember there was a caller that called in and asking about, if you wanted to have children this go around, but for whatever reason, and I won't go through them, it didn't happen. And he had, made the comment of, I feel Zosha, he was tapping into, you're going to be living longer. And this technology that's coming out is going to make it possible that you, that it is a possibility if that's what you desire. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I get that as well, because what it came to me is maybe it was the last show. If you live billions of years, you just want to experience, and we're creators. There's technology. I feel he said it, you could be 32 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So then that goes in line with what you're saying. Then we get to wipe the slate board clean. So mm-hmm. to me, it means we can have whatever we want.
Right. Right.
When
well,
that
yay.
All rolls out. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Pom-poms are back out again.
That's right. That's right. Which goes into, Zosha, do you mind if we, I was going to talk about, well, you go ahead. You lead, girl.
Well, I was just going to read a little more of the interview. So just as we come up upon the hour. So when we do the next show, it's like clipped at a point.
Perfect.
Does that work for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I feel he's almost done with something. So back to the interrogator. So how do we stop this? EB, protect your democracy from political and religious dogma. Protect it from rejection of objective fact. You mentioned that. At this point in time, your democracy is stable. This will not be the case in half a century. Q said, well, looks like I was right about that. Interrogator, so if we stop this lunatic from blowing us up, we'll be fine, right? No. But you just said if we stop him, we won't be destroyed. There is another threat. And what? There is a commotion and a struggle. EB is under attack and the camera stops filming. So Q states, so they don't like my dialogue. So I'm giving you a lot of information in these questions and they are so profound, they erased them. And that is why they drugged me and almost killed me at this point and were successful. At that point and were successful. The article states that video 4 has EB laying down after too much torture. And the interrogator asks how much time he has until EB passes out. And the nurse says 10 minutes, maybe. Interrogator says, good, another shot. The nurse exclaims that it might kill him. And the interrogator yells, now. So Q states, so they're giving me truth serum and death serum at the same time. It is like having your body turned inside out. It is unbelievable torture. I'm sorry to inform you of this. I want you to know this, though. EB is given another shot and subjected to more torture. Q states, so they are taking a cattle prod to me or similar, and they got me the chemicals, and so the chemicals are reacting internally and with the cattle prod. You won't see that. I don't believe it is published. The nurse reminds the interviewer that EB has warned of another threat, and the interviewer says, we'll get to that. So the interviewer is, excuse me, the interrogator, speaking of time, and he holds up something up for EB to see while EB is laying down. Do you know what this is? It's a first edition self-winding mechanism perpetual rotor, one of the most intricate and exquisite creations of man. Something so complex needs a creator, wouldn't you say? Now explain to me how another complex mechanism, me, can exist without a creator. Explain. EB, you are not capable of comprehending or accepting. And then Q states, and what they left out, the information I'm telling you, you do not understand. Interrogator yells to a man named Hubert. Hubert Johnson is his field name, motioning him to subject EB to more torture. The interrogator, there now, tell me how I can exist without a creator. EB, because you exist. If you did not, you would not. Interrogator, that's not exactly an answer. So I'll end that there because we have a clip and we'll start that on in the next show because it'll be a longer one and we can go deeper on the 2-hour show. But what just stood out to me there, and then Lauren, you go, is because you exist, if you did not, you would not. That reminds me of the term ISBE, all that is and all that will ever be. You can find that another beautiful article on forthepeople.space at the top of the website. And you can scroll down or search ISBE, IS-B, and it'll explain it more in detail. They have a tremendous amount of work there for us. So just to leave it on that note. So go girl, go fish. What are you going to add?
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you for reading these transcripts with so much passion, Zosia. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I just have to say it's an honor to do this with you, and it's an honor to share the truth of Q and Mermaid, and just sharing their truth. It's such an honor. I never ever could have dreamed this. So So much honor. When you talked about just the back and when you were mentioning the back and forth between Q and the interrogator, he's trying to figure this out in his mind. Is the essence, and I'm sure we can all see that. But I guess I'm just sitting there baffled with the truth serum and the death serum, and I just. You know, what Q, I guess it just goes to say what Q's done and been through, and Mermaid and the rest of the team to be here and to not give up, and the tenacity. It's just, there's just no words. This is no words to know that you're going to come in here and you know what's going to happen, but you do it anyways. How can you put words to that, Zosia?
Yeah, again, the limitation of the words, but I love that you pointed that out because he said that a couple times. He even said it to the audience. I took that. You're not capable of comprehending or accepting. And he said what they left out, the information I'm telling you, you do not understand. I'm sorry, not to that audience, to the Hubert group. And it goes back to, we all have our own story in this and our own. I'll just say for me, sharing the truth, it can feel very dangerous and it was very confusing because we didn't really know, or I'll speak for me again, I didn't really know the terrain I was living in. But that's the beauty of that example of the interrogator. It's exactly what you're saying. He doesn't understand. So he's just going to get louder and poison something and poison EB. And if you can just feel what he's saying, and if Hubert could have been open, if there was an opening, not a dogma of my ego, I know what I'm talking about. If there was an opening to what EB was sharing, it would have been a very different scenario. Mm-hmm. And that's an example that I see in my life. I sometimes feel, wow, if they were open, maybe they would have felt me different. There's so many songs about this as well with lyrics. I heard one, I can't recall it, but it was something that I really connected to in myself over my life. It's just in the song lyric, it was something, can you feel what I'm saying? Do you see me? These aren't the lines, something like this. Do you see me? When will you come back? Something like this. And I felt, oh my gosh, this is how I felt many years. Like, I spend so much time with a friend or someone, whoever, we can all pull up someone from the list, and you're not seen, you're not felt. Because what gets in the way? Ego or hurry or everything Q has mentioned, every adversary, whether it's the news or a game or the phone or a person or an ego or whatever it is.
Yeah, but then now, isn't it so amazing how it feels to, you know, finally connect with Q and Mermaid and Asha, and oh my gosh, yes, they're speaking my quote language.
to feel is finally entering a coherent field, entering truth, entering the light. For each of us may have different words for it, but all of a sudden for me, observe myself, realign, and everything that was off highlighted to me, oh, that's got to go, that's got to go, that's got to go. That's how it was for me. But we're us. And this person, he said, many of them, we said on the last show, their light did grow. They had to leave. They couldn't participate anymore. See, once you get the truth, you just can't do certain things.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You can't participate.
That's right. Yeah. And hence the beauty of Q doing the timeline show. And just, I'd never heard of a timeline. So that was just the value in that, in all of his shows. That one particularly was huge.
Yeah. To go deeper dive on what a timeline is, and it's whatever you don't prefer, whenever you're caught in something, right, that you don't prefer, whether it's obligation, should do, shouldn't do. We know this, we're well versed, but I feel like it'll be like you as well, repeating things, because it's the bottom line, to go within, to dig through the mud, to get to your creator self,
yeah,
to get to your spirit, to get to the wisdom. Go
that's
ahead.
That's right. I know for me, it's been a lot of, it's just like layer upon layer upon layer. And then once you, oh, I got it. Oh no. Oh no, sister. There's me. There's even more. It just keeps going, you know, but there's always beauty on the other side. It might not feel that way at the time, but there's always so much beauty and growth and expansion, and it's exquisite.
and it's magnificent. It's easier to speak like that once you have experience, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So, well, we're ending. Oh, 30 seconds. All right. Thank you so much, BBS. Lauren, I love you and honored to do this with you as well. Thank you, Q, Mermaid, Asha, For the People, PRQ team, audience, subscribers. Thank you. We love you. We'll be back next week at our happy hour show with a 2-hour final. We feel it'll be the final episode, maybe not, of EB. And thank you for joining us. Great love.